It's time to check in with Flossie. Welcome to Sobriety Snippets for Women Over 40, where we elevate our mindset and trade hangovers for higher consciousness, one powerful snippet at a time. I'm Becca Jacobson. Today's Monday. That means we are revisiting the game of life and how to play it. Florence Scovel Shinn's lovely little book from 1925. 101 years, gals. If you're new around here, welcome to Snippetland. This is where we keep the home fires burning for women over 40 struggling with alcohol. I'm Becca Jacobson, as I said, and I am getting really excited, gals, really excited, because February is coming to a close. March is right around the corner. And on March 11th, 2026, you ready for this? The snippets will turn 3 years I've been doing this. 3 years. Who knew? Who knew? When I turned on this microphone, March 11th, 2023, I didn't even know if I would do it for one episode. I didn't know what the hell I was doing. You know, this journey is so amazing. We have no idea what to expect in sobriety. Anything can happen, my dears. And in honor of that idea and the fact that I'm constantly saying to you, this is the best chapter of our lives. And if it isn't, my goal is to help you make this the best chapter of your life. And in honor of that, in the next week and moving right through March, celebrating those 3 years. And by the way, at the same time of 3 years, we're going to hit our 600th episode. So there's a lot to celebrate around here. And the focus is going to be on making this the best chapter of your life. And I'm going to do that in several different ways. First of all, starting 1 week from today, next Monday, I am doing a live event and you're invited. This is going to be amazing because this is a 5-day free event where I'm going to show you not only how to start your sobriety, but how to lay a foundation for the best chapter of your life. And I have, gals, a secret 3-step process just for you. Been created recently only here in Snippetland, and I'm not releasing it publicly, but I'm going to walk you through that process over 5 days together live, Zooming each day and connecting with other women just like you. Enrollment is now open for Snippetland Live, making this the best chapter of your life, which starts 1 week from today, March 9th. The link to sign up is in the show notes, and I would love to see you there. But that's not all we're doing to celebrate 3 years and 600 episodes here in Snippetland. I have a new series coming up on Friday. And while I'm going to give you most of the details this Friday, I'm going to introduce it. I just wanted you to know that it's also interactive. It doesn't require you to sign up or join a Zoom, but I'm going to be giving you little micro actions you can be taking to help you build the best chapter of your life. So that's 2 different ways to get involved and help us celebrate 3 years and 600 episodes. So gals, there is so much going on here in Snippetland. And before I get to Flossie, one more thing I want to share with you today, because it just happened and I thought I gotta tell the gals about this. Now, I don't know if you're getting snippet goodies in your inbox, but if you're not, my dear, please stop waiting, because being in Snippetland means getting goodies in your inbox, checking out my YouTube channel, coming to my live events, and listening to the snippets. It's way more than just the show. And so this came into my inbox today. One of the gals in Snippetland hit reply. And by the way, when you hit reply on anything I send to your inbox, it comes back to me, not some void out there in the universe, me. And I just have to share this message with you. It's short. As I say, this was in response to the Tuesday email that I send out. So I send out goodies on Tuesdays, Thursdays. On Saturdays, I send out the Saturday Smiles, and on Sundays, the Sober Living Letter. And none of this is garbage. It's all really carefully thought through. It's as important to me as the snippets, gals. Seriously. So I really want today to make sure that you are getting snippet goodies in your inbox. Anyway, this amazing woman who's in my world hit reply on today's message, and here's what she wrote. I hope you are intending to gather these into a book. They are brilliant, inspiring, and thought-provoking. Aw, isn't that sweet? It just made my day, gals. So not only do I want you getting goodies in your inbox, but you can send back love as well, you know. Hello, I'm a human over here. Okay, gals, it's time for Flossie. Today we're looking at the chapter called The Law of Karma and The Law of Forgiveness. Now, just for those of you who may not know, we do little book studies periodically around here. It's an echo or hangover, if you want to call it that, from my days as an English professor. And we don't sit and read the book. So what I do is I go through the chapter and I highlight a couple of key quotes that I think have something interesting and relevant towards our journey. And that's really it. So this chapter, I've got a couple of highlighted passages for you, and I want us to talk about what they mean for us. Flossie opens this chapter by saying this: "Man receives only that which he gives. The game of life is a game of boomerangs. Man's thoughts, deeds, and words return to him sooner or later with astounding accuracy." Let's talk about this, because you know what? I talk about this a lot here. First of all, also just a quick reminder that 101 years ago, pronouns were not something that are on anyone's radar. Trust me when I tell you that Florence Scovel Shinn was not referring to men when she wrote that quote. And I know you know that, but sometimes it can feel a little grating. Trust me, she meant us too, all right? Obviously, right? Okay, let's look at this quote. "The game of life is a game of boomerangs. Man's thoughts, deeds, and words return to him sooner or later with astounding accuracy." Gals, I totally believe this, and I've experienced it in my life. And I say here often, if you want love, love. If you want friendship, be a friend. If you want to feel good, give good. I don't talk a lot about this on the external, but we talk a lot about it in terms of our mind, our thoughts, right? Our hearts, our emotions, because that's the level we're dealing with here in Snippet Land. It's less about what you're doing. It's definitely not about the alcohol. It's really is an emotional journey and a psychological journey. And when your thoughts, so let's just say you're a really good person and you don't hurt other people. Most of the women in my world are. I don't know very many women who are just wake up in the morning and go, let me see how rude I can be today. Sure, we might get moody. We might do things we regret. But generally, most people are nice people. So our behavior is going to be, you know, it's okay. What I'm more concerned about is what's going on in the privacy of your own mind. Because Flossie is not just talking about your deeds. Listen to what she says. Our thoughts, right? Our thoughts, deeds, and words return to us sooner or later with astounding accuracy. Let's just focus in on thoughts. Gals, what you're thinking will come into your life. It will, like a magnet, bring into your life whatever types of thoughts you allow yourself to entertain, which is why I'm always saying, be careful what you look at and hear, right? The news comes to mind, but we won't talk about that because you know how I can go on a tangent when I talk about the news, but our thoughts. And so if you're being all kind and friendly on the outside, but carrying around internal resentments, internal anger, internal anxiety, internal shame, thoughts of your own lack of self-worth, these, any negative internal dialogue going on is going to, with astounding accuracy, return to you sooner or later. Now, this is huge. We think that what's going on in the privacy of our own minds has nothing to do with anything, and it isn't simply not true. That's why the work we do here is emotional and psychological. By the way, of course, whatever you're thinking will create an emotion. Our thoughts create emotions. You cannot separate thoughts and emotions. So if you've got resentful or shameful or angry or anxious thoughts in your mind, that's creating those identical emotions, right? So there you are walking around, behaving yourself, looking like you're being, you know, I'm a good person. But inside, what words are going through your mind and what emotions are those words creating? What stories are going on in the mind, creating the emotions? And all of it together creates energy that magnetically attracts into your life the exact same type of energy. So you're going to get back anxious energy, anxious events, anxious people, or angry people, or resentful people, etc. Whatever the dominant emotion / thought process going on inside your mind is going to attract to you exactly the same thing. And this is, you know, this is what we talk about here. This is what it's all about. Now, all of that, gals, from the first sentence of this chapter. Let's move on a bit. She does say a few other things here that I want us to focus on. A couple of pages later, here's what she says. There is a perfect idea of man registered in divine mind, awaiting man's recognition. For man can only be what he sees himself to be, and only attain what he sees himself attaining. Man sees first his failure or success, his joy or sorrow, before it swings into visibility from the scene set in his own imagination. Right? That was huge. We need to go back and look at this. So there's a lot of man in that quote. I get it, gals. Just bear with me here. But look at what she's saying. First of all, she says there's a perfect idea of us registered in divine mind. Well, that's the opening of that quote. Now, I take that to mean that there is something you are meant to do. And Flossie says this elsewhere in her book. There is something you're meant to do. Something you're meant to do. And we're not going to find it if we're sitting around avoiding life through alcohol or any other major distraction. So if we've been avoiding life, whatever it is that you're going to do in this last chapter of your life to make it amazing, it's not going to happen because you're not awake to it. Yeah, I know, right? So there, she starts by saying, there's a perfect idea of man registered in divine mind. And then she says this, awaiting man's recognition. So in other words, it's there, but until we stop and recognize it, it won't happen. It just won't. We won't be able to build any kind of life if we don't recognize it. And then she continues, for man can only be what he sees himself to be and only attain what he sees himself attaining. In other words, it can't happen if we can't see it, imagine it, plan it, feel it. Allow is a great word to come into our lives. And I say often to women, we can make this the best chapter of our lives. We start by putting down the alcohol and then we go to work. We go on this emotional journey. And what happens when we start freeing up emotions, we start getting rid of some of the emotions that have been dragging us down for decades. When that happens, we free up energy and that energy is used for creativity, youthful energy, joy, health, love, living, gals. And that life that I'm describing is waiting for you, but it cannot come into existence unless you're able to see it for yourself and imagine it for yourself. Basically, what she says is recognize it for yourself. This has all got to start with sobriety, right? So this is a lot, and all I've read in this chapter is two little quotes. Let me just finish this one. She said more here. A man sees first his failure or success, his joy or sorrow, before it swings into visibility from the scene set in his own imagination. We are going to get exactly what we're imagining. That's what I said at the beginning of this episode. What we're constantly saying inside of our own minds is what's going to just show up in your life like a magnet. And so it could be failure, it could be sorrow. It could be success, it could be joy. It could be happiness, it could be anger, it could be frustration, it could be love, it could be, right? That's why we do an emotional cleanup. That's what this journey is all about. An emotional cleanup. And gals, that's where we're going to stop. Obviously, if you're reading the book, there's more in that chapter. As I've said before, Flossie loves to give us examples and stories. So go ahead and enjoy. But those two quotes are enough for us for today. That was a lot. And it's a journey. And that's why I encourage you to get involved. Don't just be a passive listener. Don't be a surface dweller. Join us next week for Snippetland Live and get ready for this Friday when we start a new series here in Snippetland. The link to sign up for Snippetland Live is in the show notes. And if you can't find those show notes, gals, don't worry about it. Just send me an email at Becca@BeccaJacobson.com and ask me for the sign-up link for Snippetland Live. See you there. Thanks for popping in. Be sure to come back next time so I can keep your head on straight. Sending you buckets of love.